you have any practice now than before? What did you notice?
Well, first off, he just brings a ton of energy. He's somebody that loves to have fun, brings a lot of joy to the gym, and that's contagious. So having him back is a lot of fun because he brings that energy that we need and that boost. And also, he's so dynamic. He's something that we don't have. The athleticism, the length, the speed. He can block shots. He can rebound. He can switch 1-5. He can. I mean, you guys seen a little bit of what he can do. And, I think he adds something to our team that we haven't been able to do so far. I'm really excited about where that's going to take us.
Do you find yourself kind of looking around for him when you drive inside?
Oh, for sure. I'm like, yeah, just throw it up. He'll go catch it. I know that. But, yeah, I think having him back is good, and just getting him back into the flow of the way we're doing things this season. It's been pretty seamless. He's a smart player. He'll pick it up fast.
So you guys aren't really worried about trying to integrate him in and maybe messing up whatever mojo you got going on?
No, I mean, I think he's an important piece of what we're going to do. Like, if we're going to be as good as we want to be, then we need Gav to be out there with us. So, you know, there's going to be some bumps and whatever, but we're going to work through them, get as many reps as we can in practice and in the games. Like, we have so many vets on this team that we know. I think it'll kind of make the adjustment period a little less significant and more of a smooth transition for Gav. He's very complimentary. Like, he makes it easier for us, and we make it easier for him. So we're not going to try and force anything or change the way we play. He's going to just come in and give us a boost.
You haven't played with him extensively in games outside of a European trip.
Yeah.
Did you watch him at all last year when you were playing over UK at all?
Yeah, I mean, I remember when we played him, he wasn't really playing that much, and I was so confused. You know, they have this kid sitting on the bench that was just a freak, and never knew what the deal was, but he got a chance to kind of show what he could do a little bit, and he's a great player. He's a team first guy, just wants to win. I mean, as you can tell, he freaking burned his red shirt to come back and help us win this year. Like, that's how much he cares about this team. And so he's putting his agenda aside for what's best for us right now.
You've been a part of some pretty dynamic offenses both here and at your previous stops. But what is it about this year's defense where you guys are kind of raising that level so much? And can you kind of feel sort of the way that offense plays into defense and vice versa?
Yeah, I think, well, that's our focus. We know we're a really good offensive team and that we're going to be able to handle business offensively. But defense is going to carry us to where we want to go this year. So we've been just focusing on trying to get a little bit better every single day, and it hasn't been perfect. We, you know, there have been games where, you know, we wish our effort defensively could have been a little better, but it's all about learning and committing to the defensive end of the ball, and I think we have guys that are willing to do it. Defense isn't so much about talent and skill and all that. It's just mostly about just trying to buckle down and get a stop. So I think we have guys that want to do that, and we still have a lot of room to grow there too.
I came in late, Jake, but just curious with what kept you out of practice today, and how you feeling health wise and coming up on Thursday?
Yeah, so still rehabbing my ankle and trying to just be as healthy as I can to be able to help the team down the stretch. Yeah, I've been with Rob just getting treatment and really attacking this rehab. And my deal is I just want to be able to feel as good as possible come game time Thursday. And we're just kind of taking it day by day. We want to be really smart about this and not, you know, have it linger and be something that takes forever to heal. I'd say that it's feeling a little better. Just going to have to manage it the rest of the season, probably.
With all these injuries this year, do you feel like there's been any point of the season where all of you guys as a team have been clicking on all cylinders yet?
That's a good question. I know that every guy on this team has sacrificed a lot to get where we are. I've felt like we have seen little previews of what we could potentially be. And like you said, guys are in and out, and you know, things that we didn't expect to happen have happened. But we've all stepped up, and we've all really answered the bell this year. And I think there's been a preview of the team that we can be, and I think our ceiling is still really high, and we can get a lot better.
Have you noticed Connor Harding's commitment to being kind of a defensive stopper?
Yeah.
Emerge as the season's going on?
Yeah. I remember when I first committed to come back here, we were playing pickup in the summer, and this dude was guarding me every game and just picking me up full court, you know, just being relentless, just trying to assert his will defensively. And he's somebody that really takes pride in guarding, and he gets a tough matchup every game, but I feel like he leads by example, and we all want to be able to defend the way he does, and he sets the bar. He does a phenomenal job.
How much fun have you had playing with Yoli as a teammate this year?
Yeah, man. I've been telling everyone, and I think this has been the funnest year of basketball I've ever played. Our team's so unselfish, and we really care about each other. We really love each other. And then we all feel like this is our time to just sacrifice for one another and just do everything we can to win. And Yo, I think by coming back and giving up a lot of the things that he had on the table, he set the bar for what this team is going to be about. It's about your brothers and your teammates and sacrificing and doing everything we can to really give it all we have this year and have no regrets. So besides all the things he does on the court, he's a great teammate, and he's somebody that makes the people around him better.
I didn't realize Evan Troy was the kind of the Russell Westbrook of the team with the pregame fit.
He's gotten a lot of attention for the fit that he brought. And he said that's just a little sneak peek of what's to come. So you guys need to stay tuned. He's got some stuff in the works, I guess.